Do you want to communicate more intentionally? Have better social skills? Dial the social anxiety down a bit? If so, this podcast episode is for you. Hey guys, it's Ange, and on this episode, we are talking about some of my best kept secrets for getting people to like you. Whether that's in a new social setting, during a job interview, date, public speaking event, or really any situation that involves humans. These five secrets will apply. The reason I am talking about this stuff is because I'm always thinking about intentionally designing your life and living a life, obviously, that you're really proud of and excited to wake up to every day. And I believe that in order for you to do that, you have to have some good people skills, because you're going to need people to help you design a life that you really love. Like, that's just how we are as humans. We are tribal. And I don't know anyone in my mind, I can't think of anyone that I deem as really successful that doesn't have really good relationships in their life, or at least, you know, friends or family or whoever that is supportive of them, that helped them get there. Like, this whole concept of the self-made millionaire that we often hear, I don't think that's ever true. No one gets to a high level, at least in a level that I would admire and has relationships and health and all the things that I would admire, without leaning on other people, right? Without that support in some way. So I think people skills are really important. And over the years of helping people transition into doing work they love, I've realized that one of the things I help people do well is get people to like them, right? Because they need to influence someone to hire them or give them an opportunity or want to work with them or whatever, right? So I was journaling on this and I wrote down five of those things that I think you can start to implement that will make you more likable and I believe successful in your life in general, depending on what your definition of success is. But I'm guessing that your definition of success is very similar to mine, and it's not just about money, but it's about living a life that is really fulfilling to you. And again, you need humans to help you do that. All right, so let's start with tip number one. Tip number one, these are all, you can remember all these by C's. So they all start with C, so it's easier to remember. Number one, I call this one the calling. Like, what are you going to call someone? And when I mean call them, what is their name? So remembering someone's name is very important. As Dale Carnegie has said from the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, which is like a classic and teaches you so many good skills when it comes to interacting with humans. Anyways, he says that names are the most important and sweetest sound to someone's ears. And if you think about it, like if someone says your name, it actually has been shown to release dopamine for you. Like it brings you joy. I always feel like someone is my friend or they're just really good, even in customer service situations, when they say my name. Like the other day, we were checking into a hotel and we had a pretty negative experience at the beginning with someone we worked with that was checking us in. Okay, let me just tell you guys this side note story, okay? So Ian and I had checked into a hotel in Virginia because I went there to meet him to hike the next day. So we're staying in a hotel before because I needed to work. Well, I had to work the next day and then the following day I was going to hike. So I really needed to have good internet. And the hotel said they did. Long story short, they didn't. It was like a trucker hotel. It was super cheap. Ian had booked it. So it was bad, guys. There was like water all over the room from the refrigerator leaking. Horns were going off all night. The sink was all plugged. And I mean, I sleep in the woods all the time, right? Because I'm hiking half of my life. I feel like I'm in the woods sleeping. So it's not like I'm like really picky, but I was like, we're paying for this. And the internet did not work at all. So they had me call somebody from India that was trying to help me and it just didn't work. So long story short, they ended up giving us our money back, but we had to go find another hotel because I had to work. So it was kind of stressful in the morning. I drop him off on the trail, figure out this stuff. So I go to this hotel, right? This other hotel. And I'm they have a room for that night. And I said, hey, is it okay if I work in the lobby during the day and use the Wi-Fi? And then I'll check in as soon as you let me check in to my room. And she said, no, that's against our policy. So yeah, you can't do that. And I was like, wait, what? Like, I travel constantly and no one has ever told me that I can't work out of the lobby. Like, what's the difference between me eating breakfast and like sitting there with a book or a laptop or a notepad or something? Like what? So she was like, no. And I at first I was shocked. I was like, okay. She's kind of just like a little grinchy, you know? So anywho, it was a negative experience. And then I ended up finding this sweet coffee shop and it was a great day. I had to like practice that mantra of mine that everything is happening for you. And I was like, kept telling myself that and it all worked out. It was great. But anyways, we get to the hotel at night and we already had like this negative feelings around it. And she wasn't there, the person who was checking us in initially. And it was this other dude, right? And he, as soon as we come in, I like tell him we have a reservation and he looks us up and he's like, hey, Angela, like, and he, cause like he pulls up the reservation and he's like, how's your day going? And it's like right away it changed for me because he said my name. And then he used some of these other strategies. Sorry, my phone was vibrating. That I'm talking about today. So completely shifted my energy just him saying my name. And then he like leaned in and was curious about what was going on in our life. And there's other strategies that he used. But another thing with this name stuff is a lot of y'all say, you're like, well, I'm not really good at remembering people's names. Like, they'll tell me their names and I forget it. And the reason you're not is because you don't do it intentionally. You don't try to remember their names. Because think about it. You remember names. You remember names of your family members, your best friends. Like, you remember names. Now, what I'm saying is anytime you meet someone new, do your best to remember their name. And as soon as they say their name, if you can attach an image to their name, a lot of times we remember people's names when they have the same name as someone we already know, right? Because an image pops up in our mind and it helps us make that connection. Sometimes, like, you know, you can think of something else that reminds you of them. Just something else to help you remember their name. And then in conversation, say their name. Like, it could even be like, you know, my cat's name is Steve. Let's say I meet a human that is Steve. And we're talking, I meet him for the first time. So I may just say something like, so, Steve, how was your weekend? What are you doing tonight? And I may just like throw in like, hey, Steve, it was so nice to meet you, right? I'm just going to throw in his name here and there, not like constantly. You're not going to be like Steve, right? But throughout the conversation, and I promise you it changes everything. Even if you're calling to like fix something on a bill and doing that crap that we hate doing, like customer service stuff we're dealing with because we're trying to fix some error that happened, right? We're calling about it. It serves you so much as soon as that person says their name, like I'm Susan from Comcast, or hello, this is Susan, and you know it's Comcast or whatever you're calling. And I right away, I say, hey, Susan, and then I start explaining what's happening in my situation. And every time, it's like their energy shifts because it releases dopamine for them. I don't want to say every time because you got some people that are hardcore, like Grinches, that it's just really hard to shift their energy. You know those people? But I just watch this happen. The other day, this is another incident of checking into a hotel since I've been. So you guys know I work like a few days out of the week. This is what's happening in my life right now. And then I go on to the trail. So usually I have one night in a hotel just to get to where Ian is. So we were checking into another hotel and the girl kind of seemed like a little grouchy when we were checking in. And right away I was like, I want to shift her energy and I want to see what happens here. So I looked at her name. Her name was Beth on her name tag. And I said, hey, Beth, you know, I was really curious about, and I asked her some questions about the area. And I was like, I know you live here. And what do you think about this? And I tried to get her to teach me something, which is another strategy I'm going to teach you here in a little bit. But I also used the name. And immediately her energy shifted. She gave me coupons. She was like so helpful. And we walked out of there and Ian was like, I asked him, I was like, did you notice the shift? Like after I said her name and everything? And he's like, yeah, definitely. Right. So another thing is think about this when you're in a situation and someone doesn't remember your name. Like it makes you feel like you don't matter. So one time I went to this event and this girl went around and she was like saying everybody's name. And she got to me and she's like, you, that girl. And she like, started snapping. And I felt like right away, I did not like her. I'm just keeping it real. I felt like I was not valued and I didn't want to go back there. So those were really poor, I felt like, people skills. And even if she didn't remember my name, it's the way she like had handled it, you know? So names just so important. Hands down, people are going to like you more when you can obviously remember their name. Okay. The other thing with names, let's go back. Let's dig a little bit deeper here. So the name thing, it releases dopamine, right? When someone hears their name. Dopamine is a hormone that helps you remember things. This is why you are more likely to remember a teaching that you learned if it was taught in a way that was different or fun, right? You're more likely to remember it. Whereas if it was super boring, you don't remember it because dopamine is not released. And dopamine has a lot to do with how we remember things. So if you want to be remembered, especially if it's like an interview or you want to stand out in some social situation, you're definitely going to want to remember that person's name and say it. Okay, let's move on to tip number 2. So this is the master of them all. Of all the tips, hands down, this is the one that you need to remember. And I call this one commonalities. So anytime you're in that social setting, it benefits you to point out what it is that you have in common with someone. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be like I have obviously talk a lot about my cats. Like Steve he's so fat right now, laying down with his big fat belly on my yoga mat right now as I'm speaking. So anyways, other cat people, like they may have that in common with me. They have a cat. So I could bring that up in conversation and like right away we're like, oh, we're part of the same tribe, right? We get each other. And the same is true for other things like, you know, I talk a lot about energy. If I bring that up to someone, they're like, oh, yeah, same. We get each other around that, right? Same tribe. Even you see this with politics, religion, all these things. And the reason why, guys, is because we are tribal human beings. That's how we were wired to survive. We hung out with a tribe, right? Our brain still is wired the same way. So we are constantly trying to find like people, I guess, to be in our tribe or assessing if they belong in our tribe. Because as soon as you meet someone, back in the day, like let's say they're walking up to your cave, you look right away. And a lot of times you're looking to see if they're a part of your tribe, like if they had markings, if they were a certain thing, right? And that kind of brought your, if they did look like they were part of your tribe, it brought your anxiety level down. You were no longer afraid because you're like, okay, tribe member, no need to worry, right? Well, like even now, I mean, we may not be living in these caves, but our brain is still operating in a very similar way where as soon as we meet someone, we are kind of, we're doing that judgment of, am I like you? Do I like you? Is this a threat? So when you point out right away the things you have in common, it kind of like breaks that barrier that's there. It shifts that energy that is there. So this is something you can do, like I said, any social interaction, but even like in interviews, it's such a good strategy. Like if you start to introduce yourself and let's say you've done research on the person that's interviewing you, you could very strategically describe yourself in a way that shows that you're like them. So it could be like, you know, let's say, and in my free time, I like to go hiking and I spend time with my cats and I, whatever. Like if you said that to me, I'd be like, oh, really? I do that too, right? Or I really value my health, or you can even bring it to that where you know that those are values of mine. It could even be like you both are early morning people or nighttime owls or whatever. Any of this stuff that you can bring up is going to make you way more likable. And then someone's going to treat you like a tribe member. Meaning like you would be a friend of theirs and they're going to help you in that way if you do this really well. So really think about always pointing that out, what you have in common. And then let's see here. Okay, this is some more research. So Amy Cuddy, she wrote the book Presence, which is phenomenal. She also has a TED Talk on body language and she's a Harvard researcher. And she wrote this article. I remember reading this. And she said, when someone meets you for the first time, there's two questions they ask. Can I trust you? And can I respect you? Or do I trust you? And do I respect you? So when you point out what it is you have in common with someone, it shows, in a sense, that you can trust that person because they're similar to you. That's the psychology behind it. And then we'll take this to another level, the respect part. Let's back up a little bit. So these two sentences you need to remember. People like people who are like them. Bam, commonalities. People like people who like them. So they like people who are like them, and they like people who like them. So the next tip I have for you, which relates to the question about respect, like, can I respect you? That's what they're thinking right away when they see you, is to compliment someone. Because when you compliment someone, you're showing them that you like them, you respect them. And people are more likely to like and respect you if you like and respect them. Think about this. If someone said that they didn't like you, they're like, I don't like you, a lot of times you're probably not going to like them. It's going to trigger something for you where, like, oh, well, I don't like you either, you know? Right? Unless you're just like way better of a human than I am. But usually if someone says that to me, I don't like them. So if someone tells me that they admire something about me or they like me, I find them more likable. So when you're meeting someone, or again, interview, date, any social setting or situation, compliment them. Look for reasons to compliment them. Look for reasons that you like them. I actually have my clients, if they're having an interview coming up, search that person online, and I ask them to tell me what it is they like about them, what it is they admire about that person. And it's not from this fake place. It's like, genuinely, what do you like about them? What do you admire about them? Okay, during your interview, tell them that. Tell them that you noticed something that you liked about them. Or during, like, a social setting, tell them what you admire about them. And this stuff can go beyond just, you know, you like an outfit that someone has on. This could go on to, like, they've told you that they've had this accomplishment in their life, or they're doing this work, and you can be like, I really admire that about you, that you were willing to go after that, even though it was so hard, even though I'm imagining it brought up some discomfort for you, and that you were willing to step into that area. Like, even you can take it to that level, your level of compliments. It could be about what they've accomplished in their life and that you recognize what they've had to overcome. If you want to go deep, otherwise it could straight up be like, you like their outfit. I mean, all of this stuff is still, it's still going to serve you. Okay, so the next tip, I kind of alluded to this one in the past talking that I've just done. And this is curiosity. Being curious and asking them to teach you something. So one of my leaders in our organization, I study him. I've been studying him recently. And I noticed that he often asks people to teach him something. Like, let's say they're going on a trip. He'll say, oh, well, I'm going on a similar trip later on. What advice do you have for me? Or let's say they love their morning routine. He may say then, oh, what advice do you have for me to keep my morning routine? Or how do you keep yours when you are traveling? Right? So I'm getting curious about them or their situation and getting them to give me knowledge, just like I did with the lady at the hotel, where I said, you know, where do you like to eat breakfast? And she's like, telling me the places in town. I was like, which ones have, like, the biggest breakfast? Because this dude over here that's been hiking a gazillion miles is going to be super hungry. And also the prices aren't crazy, but it's like a hole in the wall. Like, I'm looking for something like that. What's your advice? And she's like, oh, I got you. Like, this place, that place, right? I was getting her to teach me something. And when I left, you could tell her energy shifted. If you use these strategies, it's going to serve you so much. If you show up with a curious energy, this is anabolic positive energy you're bringing into the space. I always tell people, like, before interviews, interactions, I said, just show up with being curious. Don't be showing up like, I need them to like me, please like me. I need to convince them to like me. No, show up like, I'm curious about this position. I'm curious about this person. I'm curious. That is going to serve you. Okay. And you being curious and asking them something shows that you value them too. So this kind of goes back to the whole respect concept. All right. And the next tip I have is to be cinematic in your answers, in your stories. What do I mean by that? I mean that you should bring, like when you tell stories, first of all, when you talk to people, and bring in images, like so that they can see it in their mind and they can follow your story. You add in visuals. You let them see it happening with you. Something to stand, this is gonna be a way that you can stand out in your answers. A lot of times we have conversations with people and it's really boring. Like you ask them a question, like, let's say I'm like, how was your morning? And you're like, good. It was good. Okay. And you're like, okay. You ever talk to people like that? And it's kind of like short, or you can't follow what they're saying. It's like they say something, but there's no images in your mind that you can even picture what they're doing. Now let's change this. So if they're like, how was your morning? And you're like, oh, it was a really, you can even say, it was a really good morning. So I woke up, I got up actually on time, the time I wanted to. I was getting up at 5 a.m. I came down, I got my coffee brewing, I lit a candle, I started working on my journal stuff, I did my workout, and then before I knew it, it was time for this call. And it's like you could follow what they were saying. I'm not saying you have to tell them every detail, but you're more of an engaging speaker when you give details, when you're cinematic, where you add visuals. And the same is true when you answer interview questions. The most boring interviewees are the ones that just give you like, you know, why should I hire you? Oh, because I'm hardworking, because my values align with your organization, and because I always show up on time. And you're like, okay, well, there's no story there. So you can answer with a story and you can add visuals into that so I can see what you're doing. Like, so it could be like, you know, why should I hire you? And you may say, well, you can say, that's a really great question. And I'm thinking back to one of the things my boss said to me in the past. So I was in her office for our weekly meeting, and she said, you know, Ange, I'm so happy that I hired you. And the reason is because I've noticed that you're always trying to do new things. Like I walk into your office and you, like, sometimes you have everything spread out because you're creating something new, and you're always making a list of things that we could do better. And I love that about your work ethic. So you do see that where I had someone, like I told a story about what someone else says about me, which is a good strategy, versus you feeling like you're, sometimes people feel like they're like tooting their own horn and they don't like that feeling. So that's always a really good side note strategy. But also it's like you got to see a little bit where I said, like, you pictured an office setting, you pictured stuff all over the place, you pictured a paper where I'm maybe making a list or something, right? That's what I mean about being cinematic. So in any conversation that you're having, if you can answer in a way that just adds some visuals, you're way more engaging and way more likable and way more fun to talk to. Something that people often tell me is that I have really good stories. They're like, I just love your stories. And I think it's because of this whole cinematic strategy that I bring in. Okay, so those are the five things. I have some more tips, but body language is very important when you meet someone new. That's a whole other thing. Whereas, like, it's really important to position yourself in a way where you look like you're curious about them, even like leaning forward, opening up your body so you don't look all uptight, right? Turning your feet towards them. You can actually tell when someone doesn't want to be around someone because their feet often give it away. They'll turn their feet in a different direction, or they'll turn their body in a different direction. When I used to have to be around someone that I felt like was extremely negative at times, they generated a lot of catabolic energy. I saw pictures of myself and I would be like turned the other way, like facing away from them, because we kind of do that naturally, like when we don't want to talk to someone. So show someone that you value them with your body as well. You know, turning your feet towards them, mirroring their body language. This goes back to the whole commonalities thing, being like them, talking in a similar pace as them, tone as them. Because remember, commonalities is a very strong strategy. It's one of my favorite ones. This is the area I get tripped up the most, I think, is because I'm a fast talker. I have high energy. And sometimes I got to remind myself that when I'm talking to other people, it's like, slow it down and look at their pace, look at their tone, so that you can build better rapport with them. So that's just something that I'm working on, to be more mindful and be more intentional about using these strategies and getting people to really feel connected to you. This is really what it's about. It's getting people to feel connected to you, and then ultimately, yeah, for them to like you. right? Because being liked does matter. I mean, I don't want you to obsess about like what people think about you and like about you. You know, I have a ton of podcast episodes about not living your life in that way. But let's be real. You do need people to be successful in your life. So you need to be able to build meaningful relationships with people. And these strategies are going to help you do that. Okay, so let's recap them real quick. Number one is call or calling their names. What are you going to call them? And you're making an effort to remember their names. Number two is pointing out what it is you have in common with them. Three is compliment. Compliment them. Tell them what you admire about them. And this comes from a genuine place. Do your research. See what it is you like about them. And then the next one is be curious. Curiosity. See what they can teach you. Ask them to teach you something, to tell you something, to give you advice. Give them that, I guess, put them on the throne in this sense and say like, hey, what do you have to teach me? Cinematic is the next one. And that's you bringing in images, being a better storyteller when you're answering questions, helping them see what you were doing, right? Okay. And the other cool thing about being cinematic is, so the reason why, you know, you can watch a movie and you like cry if someone dies in the movie, or you're laughing and you're happy, and it's like you feel so connected to that movie. It's cinematic. There's like these visuals that you're watching the movies, right? And you can be in it. You can feel yourself being in it in a sense, or in your mind at least. Well, there's like a connection there to the character because oxytocin is released. So oxytocin is that same hormone that we use that's released when a mom is holding her baby. It's a connection hormone. We really want to release that when we're meeting new people. And the cinematic kind of tip helps you with that. All the other tips pretty much help you with that. Especially making eye contact. That also releases oxytocin. Touching someone, like if you're doing a handshake or a fist bump nowadays with COVID, a lot of people are doing that. That releases oxytocin. So that's also another good strategy when it comes to eye contact, about 60 to 70% of the time. Because if you get more than that, it's just you're weird, right? If it's like you're staring off contest. So about 60, 70% eye contact. But also like be mindful of that. Don't be the person like looking down, hiding your eyes, because that's obviously showing insecurity. And when we think tribe mentality, we don't want to bring a weak person into our tribe, right? We're always thinking about that, especially with this interview stuff. It's like, you're going to be coming into my tribe. I want the confident person. I want the strong person, right? I want the smart person. I want the entertaining person. I want the person that's fun to be around, right? To be a part of my tribe. So it's always that question, in a sense, people are not even aware that they're asking themselves, is like, could this person be in my tribe? Would I want them in my tribe? That kind of stuff. All right. I hope you got a lot out of this episode. I love teaching this stuff so much. And if you like this episode, please leave us a review. You know how to do this. If you don't, you may not know how to do it, because actually it can be kind of complicated to find where to do this. Just Google how to do it. You leave the stars, you write a review. It means a lot. It's helping people find the show. Thank you so much to those who have been doing this recently. I'm talking so fast over here. I hope that you guys have an awesome day, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.